Has low season got your business down? Ideally, you will have consistent sales throughout the year, but that may not necessarily happen. Don't let your Amazon store come to a standstill. In this episode, we will show you repricing techniques for each scenario you may be facing: clearing stock, adjusting repricing strategies, and even a free repricing handout. We've put in the hard work to put together the top strategies to keep you competitive and profitable during the Q1 and Q2 low season. Check it out. Welcome to the next Amazon Top Seller Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Amazon news and learn the nitty-gritty of selling on Amazon through BeCool's years of experience in the Amazon world. I'm Nick, and I'm the host of this podcast brought to you by the fantastic Amazon experts at BeCool. Let's start our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.
How should you reprice on Amazon in the low season? If you want to find the answer to this burning question, then this is the best place to find out. Hello, Amazon sellers. My name is Samuel, and this is Alex. And today, you will learn what repricing strategies that you should use in the low season, such as Q1 or Q2.
As Q4 recently ended, we will have a relatively lower amount of sales for our Amazon business. In Q4, we were not repricing super aggressively due to higher demand. In Q1 and Q2, we should adjust our repricing strategies, and today we will tell you exactly what repricing strategies you can apply right away using the BeCool Repricer.
As a bonus for everyone, we'll be giving out a repricing handout for you to use in Q1 and Q2. That repricing handout will have repricing strategies so that you can download a PDF file and use it anytime. So make sure to watch to the end to get access to it.
Let's see what are the most common problems people face after Q4. There might be several different issues such as price tanking, overstock items, increasing storage fees, and much more.
The main question here is, how can we avoid those problems? Or if we are already facing them, then how can we solve them? In the BeCool Repricer, we have various settings to address different scenarios. By using the strategies we have prepared, you can easily avoid or solve those issues.
Let's go to the first scenario. The first scenario is when we have overstock items. In this case, we suggest using EIS Sales Booster. This repricing rule is very useful when you have products with lower sales. This is a very aggressive rule, and it will help you to compete for a buy box 24/7 using aggressive strategies.
Also, when you use this rule, make sure to check your min prices. Sometimes, if your min prices are set too high, it'll be difficult to compete for the buy box, especially if the buy box is below your min price. Amazon usually prefers to award the buy box to sellers with lower prices, so it increases your chances of winning the buy box. So it's better to have smaller profits but sell those items faster so you could use that money to buy other products.
The second scenario is for the items that are still selling well. Even though sales might be lower than in Q4, some items are still moving pretty fast, even in Q1 or Q2. It might be some beauty products, groceries, or something else with a constant demand. For those products, we would suggest using EI Equalizer. This repricing rule will help you to fight for the buy box, but not in the most aggressive way. And once sales for this product start to be very slow, you can switch to a rule from the first scenario, which is EI Sales Booster.
If the sales are going well, you could also consider setting your min price a little higher to avoid any potential chances of selling your products with lower profits. You could always adjust your min prices when you feel like it's selling a little slower than you expected.
If you have limited supply and notice that this product price is very stable, you can also pick a profit-driven rule using our AI Match Boost Profit, which will keep your price around the buy box price or above. Once the price goes incremental down to the buy box price, it will immediately raise it. This is good for the products you don't mind selling at a slower rate, but at a higher prices above the buy box.
Alright, let's move to the next scenario where we will use more advanced settings using conditional repricing.
For those who are still getting familiar with what conditional repricing is, let me explain. Conditional repricing allows you to switch between different rules 100% automatically. You just need to set different conditions that our repricer can follow. It might depend on your sales, inventory age, available quantity, and more. Even more, it can help you to adjust your price or ROI as well. To make it simple, BeCool conditional repricing gives you the ability to auto-switch between different rules, and you can choose between what rules you want to switch and in what type of scenarios. And by using conditional repricing, it allows you to spend even less time in our software.
Well, now that you know what conditional repricing is, Let's see what type of scenarios it could be useful for. In the first scenario, we're going to use units sold as a trigger for different rules. For the first level, we're going to set that if units sold in the last 7 days are greater than or equal to 5, then we're going to use the AI equalizer.
For the second level, we are going to set that if units sold in the last 7 days are less than 4, then we are going to use ESL's booster. In this case, our product is moving slower than we expected, and we want to start selling it faster.
For the third level, we're going to set that if the units sold in the last 14 days are equal to 0, which means we didn't have any sales continuously for 14 days, then we are going to set it to the AI Sales Maximizer. This is the scenario based on units sold. It can be applied to all types of listings because it contains rules for products with good sales and products without sales.
Now it's time to move to the next scenario using conditional repricing. This time we are going to use inventory age conditions. So based on our listing's inventory age, we're going to use different rules, and conditional repricing will help us to switch to different rules automatically.
For the first level, let's set that between 0 and 30 days, and we're going to use an AI profit booster rule so that we can start selling the product. We will use the least aggressive rule to help us make as much profit as possible.
For the second level, when we have the age from 31 days to 60 days, we are going to use AI Equalizer. This rule is more aggressive than AI Profit Booster, so we hope to increase sales for this product that have been in our storage for more than 31 days.
For the third level, we can set that between 61 to 90 days, we're going to use AI Sales Booster. This rule is quite aggressive and would help us sell our products much faster by aggressively competing for the buy box.
For the fourth level is the time when we will start to reset our min prices. So from 91 to 180 days, we are going to use an even more aggressive rule, which is ESL's maximizer. And we will reset our min price to whatever is the lowest price now, because if we have the product for more than 90 days, then it gets close to starting to get extra storage fees from Amazon. So we better sell our product as fast as possible, and it's even fine to lose some money.
For the fifth level, when we have age from 181 to 270 days, we're going to use the same rule, AI Sales Maximizer, but we're going to reset our min price to negative 5% from the current lowest price.
The next level is from 271 days to 365 days. And here we are still going to use AI Sales Maximizer and reset our min price to be negative 10% from the current lowest price.
And for the last level, for items that have been for more than 365 days, we'll still use AI Sales Maximizer, and we're going to reset our min price to be negative 15% from the current lowest price. Again, these are our recommendations, but you can make modifications to the numbers to fit your business.
Well, that was the second repricing strategy using inventory age conditions. Before we continue, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel to always be the first one to learn about the best repricing strategies and other insights into Amazon's business.
Here, let me show you a few different products that we could see what rule we could apply for a particular product. We have three examples, one seasonal item, one product with good sales, and one product with bad sales.
As we can see in our example here, this is a Christmas product, and most likely people ordered it too late. So it got stuck when checking into Amazon FBA. So starting on January 8th, we can see a spike of new sellers, and the price went down at the beginning of January. So if you happen to have this product, then you can try to use ESL's booster. Because as we can see, this product still sells around 30 items per month. So there's still a chance we can sell it out, and ESL's booster will help us with it.
In the next example, let's see a product with good number of sales. Here we could see a Colgate toothpaste. It has consistent price for the past 3 months. And the amount of sales for this product is around 2,000 plus units per month. So we can see this product has high demand no matter what season it is now. In this case, we could still keep using the AI equalizer. The goal will be to sell the product at a reasonable price and then to rinse and wash and repeat the process again.
In the last example, let's look at the product with bad sales. Let's say if you sell Red Velvet Bow, we can see how the price keeps going down. We can also see that the bestseller rank going up as it's becoming less popular and fewer purchases. Also, the number of units sold for this listing is around 50 per month. So it would be the best to sell this product as fast as we can. In this case, we can use more aggressive rule such as AI Sales Booster to help us sell it faster and get out of this listing.
All right, we're getting to the end of this video. I hope you now know what repricing strategies to use in the low season.
And as we promised, here's the handout with conditional repricing rules. You can take screenshots for it, or you can download it from the link in the description. You also can download it by scanning this QR code.
Also, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We make sure to keep providing valuable information in our videos about our Amazon business so that you can keep growing faster. And if you haven't tried the Bequel Repricer yet, then make sure to try it now. We have a 14-day free trial, and you don't even need to insert your credit card information. So you have nothing to lose. See you next time.
We hope you found today's repricing strategies and tips useful for your Amazon store during Q1 and Q2. After a successful Q4, it is important to clear overstock and not slow down to keep yourself competitive and profitable throughout the rest of the year. For the full video and link to the handout, please check the link in the description. You can also head to Bequel's YouTube channel to check out other relevant videos that will give you even more tips and tricks for your Amazon store. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes where we continue to provide you with the latest tips and trends in the ever-evolving world of Amazon selling. We're Bequel. We keep innovating to help you stay cool with your Amazon business. Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected with our weekly new episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or any other streaming platform you prefer. Let's continue our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.